SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Afghanistan's National Disaster Authority says two powerful magnitude 6.3 earthquakes, followed by strong aftershocks, have killed more than 2,400 people in the country's west on Saturday. They were among the world's deadliest quakes this year after tremors in Turkey and Syria together killed an estimated 50,000 people in February. The Taliban government says six villages have been completely destroyed, with hundreds of victims still under the rubble. This unnamed local man says more than a dozen of his relatives have been killed.
13 members of my family are injured and they need urgent support. You can see the situation here. Many people have been martyred and in some places the entire family is dead. We are so worried and we need help.
Aid organization Save the Children says that children are especially vulnerable and need immediate shelter, food, and other supplies. Arshad Malik is the country director for Save the Children in Afghanistan.
The children are definitely vulnerable. As I said, 9,000 families are more than 9,000 families have their houses destroyed, and children are part of this. We believe thousands of children are vulnerable. And they have been forced out of their homes and they need immediate shelter, food, and other support. We are also concerned about their well-being, access to water, access to food, access to health services, and access to education in the near future, because most of the infrastructure most likely is destroyed.
Mr. Malik says the affected areas were already facing food insecurity before the quakes struck.
The area which we are talking about, Herat and the surrounding provinces, are all, as per the integrated phase classification of food insecurity, they are all falling into IPC 3, which is food insecure area already because of the economic situation and the drought. So this is a crisis on top of another crisis which they were facing already. And the families need urgent support for now.
The U.S. Geological Survey says the Saturday quakes in the west of the country hit 35 kilometers northwest of the city of Herat. Daniel Tim is the chief of communications for UNICEF in the Afghan capital, Kabul. He tells the ABC that the way homes are built in Afghanistan make them more susceptible to collapse.
So we are receiving the first preliminary reports from our colleagues who are on the ground there. It's very important to assess the situation to design a proper response. But of course, search and rescue operations are going on. You might have seen some pictures of this area. It's very remote. It's an arid, almost desert-like area. And people have a very special way of constructing their houses because there are termites. So they try to avoid wooden beams. And it's built out of brick mucks. And these are collapsing really quickly.
And there are other problems.
People are not very resilient because the economic situation in Afghanistan has been spiraling down. So people have very little to get back onto their feet. And also in this particular region, we have many displaced people who have been displaced over the many years that the country has been in trouble. So this particular part of the population is even more vulnerable. And now the needs are high. Apart from the search and rescue, we are already sending first supplies here. Our trucks are on their way. We are distributing winter jackets, blankets, because it's getting cold. People need a roof over their head, so we are distributing tarpaulin sheets.
Mr. Tim is calling for international aid.
Obviously, it's a very difficult situation for a country that is in this kind of economic situation. But it's even more important, though, that the international community continues to support organizations like UNICEF, who are trying to deliver relief to the children in terms of water sanitation, in terms of health interventions, in terms of warm winter clothes. We are trying to help people who have survived and are traumatized to give them social and psychological support. All this is very important.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.